Hello, 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 listeners, and thank you so much for tuning in to Unpredictable Talk with me, Tamika Marie. So today, we are going to have an awesome topic of discussion, and it's going to be from my episode, Relationship 101, and the segment is going to be, guess what? Submission. So I have on the line with me a good friend of mine who's going to help me tackle that today. His name is Isaac Cobb Jr. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. He's a software business architect, a husband, a father, and an awesome man of God who does so much in the community, like Meals on Wheels and prison ministry workshops and so much more. So without further ado, we are going to join this broadcast that's already underway. Sit back and enjoy. That a lot of men, you know, have asked, and they just simply want to know, why do men, and this is how I'm going to form this question, it says, why do men feel like it's hard for women to submit? So that's the thing, that some men really feel that in a relationship, marriage, sort of, you know, to say, that it's hard for women to be submissive. Can you, you know, give me a little bit of bullet points, or tell me what you think, you know, right off the top of the head, what you got for me?
Well, I can certainly see where that notion comes from. Being a man myself, although I'm married and I've been married for about 5 years, a little over 5 years now. I was once single and dating in Atlanta, and I can tell you that I think that notion comes from situations where you may, you know, there's a lot of women out here that are very successful, very self-sufficient, and they can take care of themselves. So when you bring that into a relationship or a marriage, you know, it's kind of hard for a woman to relinquish control, I guess you can say.
Wow. So. And it's so funny that you said that, because me, you know, myself, you know, I'm very independent, have been for quite some time now. And I really do, you know, feel like I don't want to have an issue, but I would think I would feel like I'm no longer in control of everything that's going on in my world or in my relationship. If I was to, you know, finally get in one, you know, I would feel like, you know, I'm not doing my part. Or, but I say this, I every woman wants a man to be that take charge kind of guy, and, you know, come in and just handle everything. But when they've been independent for so long, it's just hard to do that just right off the rip. That's something that we're going to have to, you know, take baby steps in, and needing the man to understand our role and our position, you know, before we met him, you know. And it's just, submission to me is not some form of control. And see, a lot of men, first of all, I want to say this, that a lot of men have to understand submission and what submission means. And it's not having control over your woman. I mean, am I wrong for saying that? Can you shed some light on that?
That is absolutely correct. Submission is not, you know, when you hear the word, first of all, when you hear the word, the first thing, whenever a woman hears the word submission, she goes up on her guard. So it's
very,
it's
true.
Like, you know, she's not submissive. It's like almost like fighting words, you know, especially to my sisters, you know. But submission is not, if you want to really know the definition of submission, you have to go to the word, you know, and the word tells us, you know, to submit, wives to submit to your husbands as unto the Lord, you
absolutely
know, for even as he is the head of you, Christ is the head of him. So there's an order in which we have to play a role, you know. Submission is not a dirty word, because this is the deal. You're submitting to one another.
Right. In order for, you know, and another thing too, another good point I would like to add is that, you know, first of all, a man has to submit to God,
you know,
and just like we've been taught, you know, a man, you know, has to love his wife like Christ loved the church.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times women will not submit to a man who's not doing his part. I will find it hard to submit to a man who's not providing, who's not protecting, who's not doing what he's supposed to do in his responsibilities as a married man, or a man that's courting. Or because if I'm courting you and I see where you have these characteristics about yourself, you know, and it's not good and it's not becoming of a man, then it's going to be hard for me to submit. You know, I'm not going to submit to you if you out here wilding out and in the street doing whatever you want to do. And then you want to come home and try to lay down rules and stuff. That's going to be hard for me.
Right. And that's where the caveat comes in. You know, as a man, you have to be, worthy of the woman's submission. You know, God wants the very best for his daughters, you know, and, you know, just as he wants the best for his sons. But, you know, the onus is on the man to step up and be. Remember, when God made man, and then he took from man the rib.
Yes.
You know, to create woman. So, you know, when Adam bit into that fruit, that's when sin came into the world. It wasn't when Eve bit into the fruit. It was when he who had authority over the garden bit into it. So,
that's so good.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm gonna piggyback off of that, because it's so funny that you said that, because I made a little bullet point for myself, and I said, you know, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And he obtains favor from the Lord. And if anybody knows, I'd rather have favor than money, because favor will take you into so many places that money will not.
That's correct.
And with that being said, when you obtain favor from the Lord, you obtain so many avenues to be blessed.
Yes.
When you are walking right before God, and you have a wife, which is your good thing, and you just have unmerited favor from God. So this submission thing, man, I mean, these gentlemen, these men out here, they want these women to submit, but some of them don't even know what it takes to be submitted to God themselves.
That's correct.
So I tell somebody, you know, you want the same praise, you want the same respect, you want the same things that people are giving you on the outside and home, but you have to practice what you preach at home. You know
that
what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't preach all of this stuff and then expect your wife to submit to you and love you and cherish you, and you're not practicing at home. Because what you said about ministry, what's your first ministry?
Your marriage.
Your marriage is your first ministry. Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
It is. And it's so crazy to me how some people think that, you know, if you're divided in your house, that is going to stand. Eventually, that house is going to fall.
Right. Jesus said that.
Exactly.
And I think he knew what he was talking about. So.
Right. So explain to these men what it takes for them to have to do, because you have to lead by example. So explain to these men, my brother, and let them know what it takes to have their woman to be submissive to them.
Well, you know, I think it's not something that, you know, first of all, God set up the order of things, but we, you know, as a man, and I have been guilty of this in the past myself. So I'm going to lay myself out here too.
Ooh, transparency. You know, that's what I love.
As a man, when we don't understand the true essence of what submission is, we can abuse that. And that's not, again, it goes to answer that question, what do men need to do? Look at the prototype. The prototype is Christ. So if Christ is the prototype of what a husband should be, for we are the bride of Christ, those of us who are in Christ, if he is the bridegroom, and he is, and he's showing us how he's patient with us, how he's long-suffering with us, how he forgives us quickly, how he doesn't force himself on us. He gives us free will to choose.
Free will to make choices, right?
So as a husband, or as a would-be husband, a potential husband, you know, we need to take on the mind and the likeness and the personality, if you will, of Jesus Christ. You know, in other words, we need to show her what it looks like, not tell her what submission is. That means, like, you know, get up and if she needs help, don't wait for her to ask. Get up and help her with the clothes, you know, pull out the groceries out of the car. You know, take her bags. My wife leaves early in the morning, like 4 o'clock sometimes, to go catch a plane because she, you know, is in the airline industry.
Right.
And I don't have to get up that early, but I'm like, babe, you ready to put your bags in? She's like, man, you don't have to do it. I got it. I was like, are you ready to put your bags in? I didn't ask you what I had to do. That's as a husband, that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
You know, you're my queen. Right.
So right.
Servanthood is what we should be doing.
Oh, my God. You said it. Showing her and treating her like a queen and serving her. See, some men got it twisted. They think they're supposed to be being served all the time. No, that is about a unit. It's about a union, a threefold cord that is not easily broken. And in order for your wife, and I'm so glad you said that, because just like I said, if you want your wife to do certain things, guess what? You motivate her. You cultivate her. You lead by example.
That's correct.
You lead That's by correct. Example. I mean, tell me, okay, so I'm sure your wife, you know, because I knew you since 2015, you know, lived in Atlanta. We worked together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm familiar with your wife, and I know she's always been independent. Was it hard for her to allow you to come in and be the man and lead?
Was it? Well, let me just tell you, I have a reputation among those that know me in terms of, like, my cousins, my family. Like, anybody that knows Isaac knows that if I tell you I'm going to do something, it's done. I don't make promises I cannot keep.
Oh, my God.
And I told her that from the onset of our relationship. And she was just like, whatever. I don't know you like that. But we were on a call in the car and over the Bluetooth. And my cousin, this is when I was going to get engaged to her. My cousin actually was on the phone. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm looking at rings. You know, he said, well, man, one thing I know about you, if you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it. And he didn't even know she was in the car.
Wow.
So that testified to what I had been telling her.
Yeah, that was confirmation.
You know, but watching her relinquish was very hard because she was already established in her career, already had her own home, already had a nice car, already had, you know, her bank account correct, you know. So me coming into there, you know, as a man taking over, you know, as in the role of man was
a real man.
That was tough. That was that's right. And as a real man, let me just say this, because there's a plot twist to all of this. As a real man, you are going to do what you do because that's who you are. You know, some guys will maybe kind of like relinquish that role. Even if they are, like you said, taking care of the bills, taking care of things, you know, pouring into their wife or their woman that they're dating, they still will sometimes kind of relinquish that role and allow the woman to lead them. And that is out of order. That's not how life was designed in a perfect situation.
So with that being said, let me ask you this question, because, you know, sometimes you can have a wife who is, you know, well endowed in wisdom. And understanding now, sometimes, you know, we're supposed to work together, you know, as a team.
Together.
So maybe sometimes, you know, her ideas or her, you know, thoughts, well, babe, maybe if we do it this way, is that something that should be done and taken under consideration as the man saying, okay, babe, well, we can do that. Yeah, let's try that, and not be so overbearing and be like, no, I'm the man.
No. Absolutely. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying by any means that her points. I mean, there has been times when my wife has come up with something that, you know, I'm wrestling with a solution and she'll just say, hey, you know, why don't you look at this? And then it's that's just what I needed that. Because God will speak to a husband through his wife plenty of times.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
So he that's sure not will. What I'm saying. I'm just saying as a man, be a man. There's a term in the army that they would say, when in charge, be in charge.
Okay.
You know, so when you have something that you've been, you know, ordained to do, you know, do it. You know, as in, right. I'm here to lead. Like, in other words, if I hear a knock at the door in the middle of the night or a knock on somebody trying to break in, I don't expect my wife to jump up and go
exactly.
check out.
Exactly.
The knock, you know, so
that's like
a
some
man.
Of these females I see now today, they out pumping the gas and the dude sitting in. Sitting in the car in the front seat chilling while the girl's pumping gas. I'm like, what is going on with the world today with these men? They are so soft and they don't take charges. Like, they're looking for a mom. I am not your mom.
Right.
You know, and I refuse, you know, I called off an engagement, you know, because I refuse to be in a marriage or in a relationship to first where it does not line up with God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First, because when you have that foundation, you can pretty much tackle any topic, anything that comes along.
Absolutely.
But I have absolutely no problem as a strong, independent Black sister with being submissive to my man. But I'm going to watch how he moves. I'm going to make sure he's consistent. I cannot stand inconsistency. If you say you're going to do something, if you say it, and you don't do it, that's a problem. That's a problem for me. Women look for certain things in a man, and we can sum you up in a matter of minutes on what type of man you are and if you're a leader. I need a leader. I need a provider.
Right.
And a strong woman like me, I need a strong man.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking for. These characteristics in the man, you know, that I look for: consistency, honesty, loyalty. You know, do you love God wholeheartedly? Because when you love God, you know how to love me.
Right.
Because you will follow you follow his word.
Right.
You know, you love him enough to follow his word. And when his word say you love your wife like Christ loved the church, that's some love, bro.
Yeah.
That is some love. So men got to understand, it's not just about a woman being submissive. What are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing that she's not being submissive to you?
Right.
What's the problem? Get to the root cause, you know? Get to the root cause. And I got so many things that I can go on about, so many different topics dealing with relationship one-on-one, man. And it's crazy. But you know what? We're going to take a call here in a little bit. But we're going to take one call for tonight. But just, you know, for the record, what's some of the things that a man look for, a good man now, look for when choosing a potential wife? What's some of the things that he looks for?
Okay.
And let's do this now, because mm-hmm. we're gonna have people listening that who might not think Jesus Christ is real. Let's keep it real. We got atheists in this world. We got Muslims. We got so many different religions.
Mm-hmm.
What about people who don't know God and who don't reverence God? You know, what do they look for in a woman? Or just give me something. Just give me something.
Yeah, so the basic things, right? That's what you want. Mm-hmm. I mean,
basic things, yeah.
Let me just say this. There's a plot twist to all this. Now, we've been beating up on the men here, but I want to say this, you know, because I do want to make it fair and, like you said, transparent. That what about the situation when we have a woman who, we have a man who's doing all those things,
mm-hmm.
but his woman still will not reverence him, you know, and give him the respect of that yielding to him, so to speak, you know, that submission. Because I hear that a lot. It's like, oh, well, you know, if I'm gonna be with a man, he better be, you know, doing this. Okay, so he's checked all the boxes, but you still don't want to submit. Now there's a problem with you.
That's good. What would you do as a man?
So
what would you do? Would you go to counseling?
Well, I've had those. I've like I said, I've dated quite a bit before I got married, and I am that leader that you were talking about. I'm that guy, and
right.
So I'm here for it all. But what I'm not here for is I like peace, and so as a man, I think a lot of the men listening would probably agree with this. As a man, the things that we look for in a woman is peace.
Oh,
is she gonna be my source of peace when I get home at night?
Oh man, that's powerful.
Is she going to affirm me? Like, I don't need you to stroke my ego 24 hours a day, but affirm me, build me up. Don't tear me down, because I can get that from the world. I need you to build me up.
Oh my God. So powerful. And it's crazy that you said that, because we just had this conversation, you know, not too long ago, mm-hmm. where I was telling someone, and you and I, for that matter, a woman sets the tone. She sets the tone for her house.
Yes.
She sets the tone. She sets the atmosphere. This man, you know, he goes out and he's out there in the world and he's working and he's dealing with all sorts of issues and things like that. He don't want to come home to a raging woman, a nagging woman, a complaining woman. He wants to come home to peace. And that's just what it is. He wants to come home. You give her a house, she make it a home.
That's right.
You and buy groceries, she makes food. Right. Either or, and not only the woman, but the man as well.
Right.
Because the man can cause, you know, heartache and headache as well when a right. woman is doing all she can do. Right. And he don't want to do right and be you know, trustworthy and be faithful. It's so many things that people are just, I don't get it. Some people don't know the true bump submission right now. Some people just don't know the true meaning of marriage.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. It's sad. So it's a lot to, I mean, okay, so we got peace. Is that one of the, what else?
Come peace is number out. One. I mean, uh-huh. peace, obviously, I mean, I love a woman that keeps if she's clean, I mean, she keeps her house clean. If
course.
I come to your house and it's looking like a pigsty, you know, you probably won't see me again. I'm just being honest with you, you know. I've learned to not just look at the, you know, how fine she is or, you
right.
know, whatever. I want to look at, you know, how does she take care of her, and how does she deal with adversity? Like is she a Debbie Downer and everything's just woe is me, or is she an optimist? For me, I'm an optimist.
Right. I'm an optimist. So I need an optimist. That.
You know,
right.
You know, as and a man also, thinking his heart, there he is, you know.
Right,
so.
right. And also the way she carries herself, you know.
Yes.
I tell women that all the time. I say, men, look at how you carry yourself.
Yes.
You know, and not only that, a real man don't like a woman who uses a lot of profanity.
They really don't.
That's so unattractive. And I've been told, not me per se, but I have a lot of these talks as to why, you know, I finally just decided to put up this podcast, because the topics that I have are so interesting, and I get a lot of feedback and, you know, a lot of followers, you know. So I was like, you know what, let's do this. Let's take it a step further. Let me just go in and create a podcast so we can get this stuff out to people in different areas of the world. You know, people need to know this. You looking for a mate? You looking for that husband? You know, it's certain characteristics that a good man and a good woman look for, you know. And if you constantly single and why I can't find a man, you know, examine yourself first, you know.
Right. A team mentality
yes.
is a must.
Yes.
Like, we're a team. My wife always said, babe, we're a team. We're
that's
a team.
Right. That's
you know,
right.
And that's how it has to be. It's got to be like, if I'm down, we're both down. But if I'm up, we're both up. And if I'm
right.
down, pick me back up, you know, because you got that extra little bit of something you need to give me that boost, or vice versa. So we need to affirm one another.
If you don't have anything further, my brother, we are actually going to end this with a good note. Give us a good bullet point to end this off and to start out our new day on tomorrow.
Hey, you know, I just want to say thank you for Tamika for having me on this evening. It's a very thought-provoking conversation, and one that's most needed, especially in some of our African American communities. You know, we need to know how to love each other, and that we are not each other's enemy. We're here to work together, and let's build strong relationships in 2020.
Yes, right. Relationships are the foundation of Black families. And we love you all. And once again, thank you so much for joining us on Unpredictable Talk with Tamika Marie.